Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Speedline Cooperative is proud to be your working partner in agriculture. With harvest getting started, we remind everyone that slow-moving vehicles will be on our roadways. It's important to slow down, be aware of what is going on around you, and even allow extra time to travel to your destination. Stateline believes that these small steps can have a huge impact on the safety of our area farming communities. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's time for our Blue Earth Area Homecoming Spotlight here on KBEW. For the next little while here, we're going to be talking with some students at Blue Earth Area High School about Homecoming Week here this week. Our show is being brought to you by the Faribault County Sheriff's Department, by Blue Earth Area Schools, by Jade Shop of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley, and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Smith Concrete Construction of Blue Earth, East Chain LP Gas, by Stateline Cooperative, Jake's Body Shop of Blue Earth, Deacon Furniture and Decorating of Blue Earth, Meyer Plumbing and Heating Blue Earth, Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center of Blue Earth, and Hy-Vee of Fairmont. And we're going to get right into our show. Madison Eric now with us here on our Homecoming Spotlight. And Madison, first tell us who your parents are and your family, that kind of thing, to start things off.
My name is Madison Eric, and my parents are Sean and Mary Eric. We are farmers in rural Blue Earth. Right. And yeah, I have a brother named Max, and he is at SDSU studying ag business.
All right, perfect. Well, let's talk a little bit of some of the activities that you're involved in. I know you play volleyball, and I'm guessing you probably are involved in a bunch of other things too, right?
Yep.
Tell us about those.
I'm involved in volleyball, golf, peer helping, 4-H, FFA. I volunteer at the blood drive. I'm on the National Honor Society. I think that's about it.
All right. What goes on? What are you guys doing in National Honor Society at this point of the school year? Anything yet, or?
Not necessarily yet. We do a lot of we have monthly meetings, I personally do grocery delivery once a week to a guy that lives at New Life Manor. And so a friend and I go every week, and we get his grocery list and go to Juba's in town and deliver groceries to him. And a lot of people do that. That's pretty common. Hmm. But we just help around. If there's any, like, volunteering, we do the food drive, some volunteers. We get we're required to get 40 service hours, like, per year or whatever. And so a lot of us try to help out in the community wherever we can.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that you guys did that kind of thing. What a great way to help people out in the community, huh?
For sure.
All right. So volleyball, you play volleyball. Tell us about the season so far. How have things been going?
It's been pretty good. We've been to two tournaments, and both have placed fourth, which the record doesn't seem quite well, as our record is 5-15, but a lot of those losses or whatever are from the tournaments where they're split sets, and so it's a point difference. So if you win the first set and lose the second set, whoever won by more points wins the game, and so that kind of goes on your record, which we've had a lot of split sets where we've won one, lost one, but with the point differences, we ended up losing the game, actually. But we have a home game Thursday, against Wasika, and that's our homecoming game. So we're all looking forward to that.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck the rest of the year in the volleyball. Let's see. Are you in other sports? I can't remember all the stuff you listed off there.
I'm in golf.
In golf, okay. So that'll be coming up when spring rolls around here. Okay, so you are a senior, so have you thought about post-high school here? I'm sure you have a little bit, right?
Yes, I'm planning to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings, South Dakota. And I plan on majoring in animal science and a minor in ag business. I'm really looking into, like, animal dietitian. And just looking at the nutrition side of things for animal health.
That's fantastic. Who knew that all of that stuff is a thing? But it is. Everyone, there's so many things that you need to do when you raise animals. You're talking, are you talking like a livestock thing or all kinds of different things?
Mostly livestock.
Yeah.
As I showed livestock for 4-H and FFA. I've really found a passion for that. But I'm really interested in getting internships, say, at, like, Pipestone Pork or Wakefield, just to look at more of, like, the commercial side of things as well.
Very good. Well, Madison, enjoy the rest of your senior year. What's been the fun thing for you during homecoming week here?
Probably the Powder Puff and Powder Tough. Monday night after the coronation, all seniors and juniors go out to Wilson Field, and the senior girls play the junior girls in football. And so it's just fun because the boys are coaching the girls, and we're just, it's flag football, so no one's tackling one another. And then last night, Wednesday night, the boys, senior boys played the junior boys at Frost. Sand volleyball. So that was fun too.
All right. Well, Madison, enjoy the rest of homecoming here, and good luck your senior year and good luck in the future. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you. Madison Eric here on our homecoming spotlight. We've got Eli Blagg with us now here on our homecoming spotlight. And Eli is also a senior at Blue Earth Area. And, he's also part of the football team, among other things, I'm sure. Eli, before we talk about all the things that you are a part of here, tell us about your family, your parents, where you live, all of that good stuff.
I'm the son of Tracy and Tim Blagg, and I have a sister named Sydney who graduated a few years ago, and I live just outside of Blue Earth, kind of by Marna.
Okay, sounds good. And the other activities that you participate in, of course, you're playing football this time of year. What all are some of the things that you get involved with at school?
Football, and then I'm going to do basketball here in the winter, and then golf in the spring, and then I do FFA and help out with some peer helping.
So peer helping is always a good one. I hear a lot of kids participate in that. Have you guys done some stuff with that already this year?
Yesterday we did the respect retreat for the freshmen.
How's that going? What's that all about?
Just a group of good people come in, and it's all about learning how to respect yourself and others, and just a good area to be around.
The peer helping is oftentimes, it's with younger kids usually, right?
Yeah. The ninth grade respect retreat's the last one, then before that one, I think there's two others. One's the courage, I think the other one's the kindness.
Okay.
And that's fifth, seventh, and then ninth. So.
All right. So that's one of the activities you're in. Of course, you play football, and it's been a little bit of a struggle this year. Tough schedule, though, isn't it, Eli?
Yeah, tough schedule. Very tough schedule. But when we all look at our team, it does not feel like an 0-5 team. So
for sure.
We can bounce back in these next few games and make that record look a little better.
Right. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in the homecoming game. They're not bad, I guess, but I think it should be a pretty good one, don't you?
Yeah. I think if we're both playing all right, it'll be a very good game because they beat Maple River, but Maple River I don't think was playing on their best game. So.
All right.
I think it'll be a fun one.
Yep. You are a senior. Have you thought about some of the things that maybe you'd like to do after high school?
Kind of on a sense of a few different careers, but yeah, I kind of know the path I want to go down, yeah.
Okay, so what are you considering?
Looking at construction management, or go to be an electrician, then eventually be a master electrician.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, good luck in your figuring that out. It's tough to decide these things. It's like you're a young guy, just all of a sudden you got to decide what you want to do for your life, right? I mean, it's kind of a lot to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of different options.
Homecoming week. So has there been some things that you've really enjoyed or been your favorite parts of homecoming this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have to say the same thing as Madison. Powder Puff and Powder Tough has been a lot of fun this week.
So how good of a volleyball player are you?
You know, as a team, I think we'd be all right.
Have a lot of the guys played a little bit of volleyball? I don't even know. Is like in Phi Ed or
yeah,
are there?
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
We kind of made like a sand volleyball league last summer. And
you did
a lot of games at behind the fitness center. So
okay, well so you do have a little bit of experience, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, good luck the rest of your senior year and all of your decisions for the future, and thanks for the time with us today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Eli Blagg there on our homecoming spotlight here today. We're back with more in a moment.
The following are proud to bring you the Blue Earth Area Homecoming Spotlight. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department is a proud supporter of Blue Earth Area activities. Homecoming's a fun time for students. Please remember to be safe while enjoying your activities. Go Bucks! Blue Earth Area Schools, the staff of Blue Earth Area Schools wish our local athletes the best. We want all Blue Earth Area students to be safe and enjoy all your Homecoming 2024 activities. Jay's Shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer nationwide warranty on most repairs. For all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont specializes in agricultural properties, including farm, land, building sites, and machinery. Call them at 507-238-4318 or visit their website at landservicesunlimited.com. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont. Smith Concrete, Lee and his crew come to you with more than 30 years' experience. So when you find yourself needing concrete work done, call Lee and the crew of Blue Earth. They get it done. East Chain LP Gas. Warren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas can take care of all your home and farm LP gas needs. Call them at 507-773-4264 to have them fill your LP tanks. East Chain LP Gas of East Chain. State Line Cooperative, where producers turn for feed, grain marketing, agronomy, and on-farm pickup and or out-of-the-field delivery to any State Line location. State Line Cooperative, real people, real pride. Jake's Body Shop offers windshield replacement and collision repair. Simple things like service and satisfaction should be expected. And at Jake's, they're guaranteed. Jake's Body Shop, Highway 169 in Blue Earth. Deacon's Furniture and Decorating. Register for prizes and sample our treats during Deacon's 33rd Home for the Holidays open house, opening Friday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Shop three floors of home and holiday gifts, decor, and fashion during this fun and festive event. Meyer Plumbing and Heating, your local Daikin dealer, is available for residential, commercial, and agricultural service and installation. Meyer Plumbing and Heating of Blue Earth, offering quality service at affordable prices. Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center. Get your fabric, Janome sewing machines, and expert quilting advice from Michelle, and get sewing. Visit Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center at 230 South Main Street, Blue Earth. Ivy in Fairmont has fresh produce, quality meats, a deli, bakery, and floral department. Sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card and enjoy members-only pricing store-wide at Hy-Vee in Fairmont, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Well, joining us now, Marcus Eccles here on our homecoming spotlight. Marcus, part of the Buck Cross Country team, and he is a junior this year at Blue Earth Area. So, Marcus, first, kind of introduce your family to us. Who's your parents? Where you live? All of that kind of stuff.
My parents are Teresa Eccles and Jeff Eccles. I live just north of the Blue Earth Area High School.
All right. And do you have any siblings? Or
I have one sister. She's currently in college right now.
Okay, sounds good. I'm assuming you're involved in a number of activities at school. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you participate in.
Well, I, for fall, I do cross country, and I also do some trap shooting. Winter, I do basketball. I also do, in track. Spring, I do track and another season of trap shooting. I'm also in BPA.
What's that? Did you say BPA? What's that?
Yeah, that's Business Professionals of America, where we just go in and we do tests on a bunch of stuff around the business world.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I'm kind of interested in finding out more about trap shooting because that's becoming kind of starting to become or is becoming a high school sport, isn't it?
It is. It's been picking up a bit more in the past few years. I've been doing it since, my ninth grade, I think it is.
Does Blue Earth have a team or no?
We combined with Fairmont to make it.
Okay.
We also do, was it Wells, maybe? I can't remember.
Yep.
There is one of the other schools we also do with.
Mm-hmm. So how does it work? I mean, I know what trap shooting is, but as far as competition in high school, so you've competed in some events like that, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. So usually it's about once a week on a Wednesday, I go to the trap club. I shoot a total of 50 shots, and they put our score in, and it gets put in for the week and compares against people around our area, whatever, in our division. And then there's a state that's up in Alexandria. We do 100 shots. We have 100 times to make it. It's about a full day event for our division, but then it's across, like, a three, four day event. Like thousands and thousands of shells going off each day.
That's amazing. What's a good score when you get 50 shots? What do you got to get to be competitive?
19 would be about 36, 38 to varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Is varsity.
So what's your best?
My best? I think I had a 43 once.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, Marcus, interesting. So homecoming week this week, what's been some of the favorite parts of homecoming for you?
For me, it's probably just participating in Powder Puff and Powder Tough. So that's a lot of fun.
That seems to be everybody's favorite thing. So you played some volleyball. Have you played a lot of volleyball in your life, or
a little bit, not entirely, just during like gym?
Yeah,
times every now and then.
But it's good. It's fun doing something like that. Did you help coach the Powder Puff then, or?
Yeah, I did. I helped coach the juniors.
Okay, sounds good. So homecoming is winding down, and you're just a junior. I know you probably haven't firmed up everything exactly what you want to do after high school, but sounds like you have a pretty good idea of what you want to go into, right?
Yes, I do. I'd like to have a plan set in mind somewhat.
So what are you thinking about?
There's a few schools in colleges in Wisconsin that's kind of caught my eye for track, and I want to go and get a business management degree with a minor in accounting or finance.
Great. So you would love to continue your athletic career in college. What events are you in track? Is that long-distance stuff? Or
no, surprisingly not. I do 300 hurdles and long jump.
Oh, okay.
Like ninth for our section for 300 hurdles.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Marcus, hope you enjoy the rest of your time at Blue Earth Area, and good luck with your plans in the future. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Marcus Eccles on our homecoming spotlight here on KBW. And now Sydney Eitzman joining us here on our homecoming spotlight. Sydney, part of the Buck Cross Country team. We'll get to that here in a minute. Sydney, tell us who your parents are and your family. Give us the rundown there first.
My parents are Megan and Nate Eitzman,
and I have two younger siblings.
Okay, sounds good. Where do you live? Are you which community in the district are you in?
I live in between Frost and Blue Earth in the country.
Okay, sounds good. So let's talk a little bit about some of the activities. Cross country, of course, is one. What other things do you like to participate in at Blue Earth Area?
I do gymnastics and I do track. I also do band, orchestra, and choir, and I participate in BPA.
Okay, sounds good. So you are you like music, obviously, since you're in all three of them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what instruments do you play in band and orchestra?
In band, I do percussion, and in orchestra, I play the cello.
You play the cello, okay. Is band, orchestra, or choir, do they have any big plans of any kind this year at all, or...?
On Friday for band, we will be doing a field show, and we'll also be marching in the parade.
Okay. So it is a field show. Are you talking like during the football game or what?
Yeah, at halftime we have like an arranged song, so we'll play a song, and then we'll also like move a little bit on the field.
Yes.
Form a shape.
That's great. I don't know that Blue Earth's done that for a little while. Have you guys done that? Well, you're only a sophomore, so I don't know. But I don't recall our band doing that for a while. So is that something that they've been kind of working on? Or?
As far as I know, we've done it the past 2 years for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I don't know much more than that.
So how difficult is that? It seems hard to try to get the moves down right and everything so that everybody's kind of coordinated, I guess.
Yeah, it is. To make sure we're all moving at the same time, it's kind of hard. But as a percussionist, I don't have to move as much, which is nice.
All right. Homecoming week this week, is there a particular part of homecoming that's kind of your favorite part or...
I really like the dress-up days, just having fun with them and showing my school spirit.
Sure. What kind of dress-up days did they have this year?
Well, it was basically all around, like, the Olympics. So Monday was USA Day. Tuesday was picture day, so just, like, dress to impress. Yesterday was jersey day. Today is like class color day, but we're all a color of the Olympic rings. So sophomores are red, and then tomorrow is maroon and gold.
Okay, sounds good. And you being a sophomore, I'm sure you've got a little time to figure out what you might want to do after high school. Does anything occur to you yet at this point, or haven't you even really thought about that a whole lot?
If I'm able to, I would like to further my athletic career, and I would like to go into accounting.
Accounting, okay. We hope you enjoy the rest of homecoming activities and enjoy and good luck to you at the rest of your days here at Blue Earth Area. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today here, Sydney.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Sydney Eitzman on the homecoming spotlight. We're back with more in a moment.
The following are proud to bring you the Blue Earth Area Homecoming Spotlight. The Faribault County Sheriff's Department is a proud supporter of Blue Earth Area activities. Homecoming's a fun time for students. Please remember to be safe while enjoying your activities. Go Bucks! Blue Earth Area Schools, the staff of Blue Earth Area Schools, wish our local athletes the best. We want all Blue Earth Area students to be safe and enjoy all your homecoming 2024 activities. Jay Shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer nationwide warranty on most repairs. For all your automotive needs, head to Jay Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont specializes in agricultural properties, including farm, land, building sites, and machinery. Call them at 507-238-4318 or visit their website at landservicesunlimited.com. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont. Smith Concrete, Lee and his crew come to you with more than 30 years' experience. So when you find yourself needing concrete work done, call Lee and the crew of Blue Earth. They get it done. East Chain LP Gas, Lauren Ross, and everyone at East Chain LP Gas can take care of all your home and farm LP gas needs. Call them at 507-773-4264 to have them fill your LP tanks. East Chain LP Gas of East Chain. State Line Cooperative, where producers turn for feed, grain marketing, agronomy, and on-farm pickup and or out-of-the-field delivery to any State Line location. State Line Cooperative, real people, real pride. Jake's Body Shop offers windshield replacement and collision repair. Simple things like service and satisfaction should be expected. And at Jake's, they're guaranteed. Jake's Body Shop, Highway 169 in Blue Earth. Deacon's Furniture and Decorating. Register for prizes and sample our treats during Deacon's 33rd Home for the Holidays Open House, opening Friday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Shop three floors of home and holiday gifts, decor, and fashion during this fun and festive event. Meyer Plumbing and Heating, your local Daikin dealer, is available for residential, commercial, and agricultural service and installation. Meyer Plumbing and Heating in Blue Earth, offering quality service at affordable prices. Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center. Get your fabric, Janome sewing machines, and expert quilting advice from Michelle, and get sewing. Visit Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center at 230 South Main Street, Blue Earth. IV in Fairmont has fresh produce, quality meats, a deli, bakery, and floral department. Sign up for a IV Perks card and enjoy members-only pricing store-wide at IV in Fairmont, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
And joining us now on our homecoming spotlight is Julie Lewis. Julie is part of the cheerleading squad at Blue Earth Area. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Julie, tell us who your parents are, your family, that kind of thing here.
My parents are TJ and Jenny Lewis.
Okay, do you have any siblings?
I have an older sister, Amy.
Okay, and you guys live where then?
We live in Blue Earth.
Right in Blue Earth. Okay, sounds good. So you are part of the cheerleading squad. We're going to talk about that a bit. But tell me what other things that you're interested in and participate in at Blue Earth Area.
I am not a part of any other sport.
Okay, what about any other groups or activities? Or
I'm in basketball cheer also, but that is all the activities that I'm in.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you as a cheerleader. So you are a football cheerleader also, right?
Yes.
And basketball. And so how did you get interested in that, and how long have you been doing that then, Julie?
This will be my fourth year as a cheerleader, and my older sister actually was a cheerleader before, and I was going to games and everything and watching her, and I just thought she looked so cool, and I wanted to join her.
Okay, so
it was able to do the same thing.
Yeah, and they've built that up pretty good at school. There's quite a few girls that participate in that now, isn't there?
Yes, there is 9 of us on the team this year.
Okay, sounds good. So a lot of practice for that, for the things that you do, I'm sure. So what kinds of things go into preparing for games and that kind of thing?
Well, we have practice almost every day after school, and we make game plans, and we just run through the cheers and stunts and make sure everything runs smoothly and we know everything that we're going to do on the game.
Right. And I'm sure it's also part of trying to come up with new cheers and that kind of thing, too. So you're, you know, we know some of the old staples that we always hear at games and stuff, but I'm assuming that you guys try to think up new stuff, too, right?
Yes, we do. A lot of the girls on the team try to come up with new words, and then we, like, all, like, go together to see if we can come up with motions and everything. And it's always fun to learn a new cheer.
Yeah, for sure. So homecoming this week, Julie, what's been some of the favorite parts of homecoming for you?
So far, I went to Coronation and Powder Puff, which was super fun. And I'm looking forward to participating in the Pep Fest tomorrow.
Of course, as a cheerleader, that would be one of the favorite parts of homecoming. So tell us a little bit about, see, you're a junior, so I think, you know, you start thinking a little bit about what you might want to do after high school. Have you thought about any ideas there yet? Or
a little bit. I'm not totally sure what I'm going to do, but I'm thinking about going to college for business.
For business. Okay, that sounds good. Well, we certainly wish you good luck the rest of the way at Blue Earth Area and all of your future plans. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here today.
Of course. All right,
thank you. You bet. Julie Lewis here on our Homecoming Spotlight. Carol Schrader joining us now on our homecoming spotlight here this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. And we're going to talk a little bit about some tennis. It's been an exciting week for that going on for the Buck tennis team. And Carol, first, before we get into all of that, tell us who your folks are. Tell us where you live and all that kind of good stuff.
I'm the daughter of Bill Schrader and Perry Schrader, and I live in Blue Earth with my two sisters, Emily and Laura Schrader.
Okay, sounds good. So I know you're a tennis player, so what other kinds of activities do you participate in at Blue Earth Area?
I also play basketball, and I'm in orchestra, and I do BPA.
Okay, what was the last one again?
BPA, Business Professionals of America.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. What goes on as far as that group is concerned?
Well, we get to go to regional and state competitions, and we compete in all different categories. Some are medical, and some are business and financial related, and we get to meet people from new schools and compete against them and our categories of interest.
Well, that's interesting. So what goes into, there must be a lot of preparation for that, right?
We do take a lot of practice tests, and we do a lot of mock meetings and to get ready for that competition.
Okay, sounds good. So homecoming week this week, is there some activities and things that go on during homecoming week that are kind of your favorites, or?
Well, I obviously love going to the football game and supporting the football players, but I love going to Pep Fest and seeing who wins homecoming queen and king. That's always kind of a fun, interesting surprise too. So.
Okay, sounds good. You are a tennis player. You've been playing tennis for a little while, right?
Yep.
How did you get into tennis?
Well, the year of COVID, me and my friends loved to go down to the courts after we finished like our homework for the day because we're online. So after like 12 o'clock every day, we always go down to the courts and we'd always play the whole day.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And so turned out to be a nice sport for you for high school. The team's doing good this year. Tell us about this year. It's been a pretty good season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. We lost a lot of very, very good players last year. They were very talented as well, but a lot of our young players stepped up, and we don't have any seniors this year, so we're all returning for next year, which is really exciting.
Right, that'll be great, and you're having such a good year this year. Yesterday or next year should only be better, and you're a junior. I know you probably haven't thought a whole lot about what you're doing after high school. Has anything ever occurred to you of what you might want to go into at all at this point, or are you still kind of weighing a lot of options?
I'm still weighing a few options. I possibly want to go into the medical field and maybe explore a degree in physical therapy.
Okay, Carol, that sounds good. Well, we want to wish you luck the rest of the time at Blue Earth Area. Good luck in the future. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Randy.
All right. Thank you. Carol Schrader, and she's here on our homecoming spotlight today. We're back with more in a moment.
The following are proud to bring you the Blue Earth Area Homecoming Spotlight. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department is a proud supporter of Blue Earth Area activities. Homecoming's a fun time for students. Please remember to be safe while enjoying your activities. Go Bucks! Blue Earth Area Schools, the staff of Blue Earth Area Schools wish our local athletes the best. We want all Blue Earth Area students to be safe and enjoy all your homecoming 2024 activities. Jay's Shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer nationwide warranty on most repairs. For all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont specializes in agricultural properties, including farm, land, building sites, and machinery. Call them at 507-238-4318 or visit their website at landservicesunlimited.com. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont. Smith Concrete, Lee and his crew come to you with more than 30 years' experience. So when you find yourself needing concrete work done, call Lee and the crew of Blue Earth. They get it done. East Chain LP Gas, Warren Ross, and everyone at East Chain LP Gas can take care of all your home and farm LP gas needs. Call them at 507-773-4264 to have them fill your LP tanks. East Chain LP Gas of East Chain. State Line Cooperative, where producers turn for feed, grain marketing, agronomy, and on-farm pickup and or out-of-the-field delivery to any State Line location. State Line Cooperative, real people, real pride. Jake's Body Shop offers windshield replacement and collision repair. Simple things like service and satisfaction should be expected. And at Jake's, they're guaranteed. Jake's Body Shop, Highway 169 in Blue Earth. Deacon's Furniture and Decorating. Register for prizes and sample our treats during Deacon's 33rd Home for the Holidays open house, opening Friday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Shop three floors of home and holiday gifts, decor, and fashion during this fun and festive event. Meyer Plumbing and Heating, your local Daikin dealer, is available for residential, commercial, and agricultural service and installation. Meyer Plumbing and Heating of Blue Earth, offering quality service at affordable prices. Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center. Get your fabric, Janome sewing machines, and expert quilting advice from Michelle, and get sewing. Visit Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center at 230 South Main Street, Blue Earth. Ivy in Fairmont has fresh produce, quality meats, a deli, bakery, and floral department. Sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card and enjoy members-only pricing store-wide at Hy-Vee in Fairmont, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Joining us now on our homecoming spotlight, Taylor Douglas, another senior here at Blue Earth Area High School. We're going to talk a little bit about homecoming here. And Taylor, first, tell us a little bit about your family, your parents, siblings, that kind of thing. And you live where in the district here?
Yeah. Hi. So I'm Taylor. My parents are TJ and Brandy Douglas. I have a brother, Waylon, and I live here right outside of Blue Earth.
Okay, very good. So you are a senior, so what kinds of things are you involved in school? I know we're going to talk some volleyball here, but are you involved in a bunch of other things going on at school too?
Yeah, so I'm involved in volleyball, gymnastics, track and field, and then also some other things like choir, BPA, student council. So yeah.
So you stay pretty busy, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very.
All right. So homecoming week this week, it was a big day for you already on Monday, being crowned the homecoming queen. Tell us how that all took place this year. They usually do something kind of unique during the homecoming coronation, don't they?
Yeah, that was fun. So at the coronation, the theme was Olympics, since it was the Olympics this year. So we had big, like, balloon Olympic-themed rings, and the whole coronation was Olympic-themed. And then for the crowning, there was, like, a podium, and then it was a gold medal, and then we got crowned from there.
Okay, that's kind of neat. So some of the other activities during homecoming week, do you have some favorites that you enjoy most about homecoming?
Yeah, on Monday, it was the coronation, so that was fun. And then following after coronation was powder puff at the football field, so that was fun. And then on Tuesday, we went to the elementary school during lunchtime, and the whole court hung out with the younger kids, so that was super fun. Last night, we had powder tough volleyball, and then tonight, we have the homecoming volleyball game at 7 o'clock at the high school. So, yeah, it's a fun, busy week.
All right. And how did those games come out? Powder tough is when the boys play volleyball against you guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The seniors won when the girls played football and when the boys played volleyball. So that was fun.
All right. Sounds good. So you are a senior. Have you thought about post-high school plans at all, Taylor?
Yeah. I think I'm going to attend USD, University of South Dakota, next year.
And what do you know what you're going into, or?
Yeah, I'm in a major in communications and then minor in social media marketing.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds great. Kind of down the lines a little bit of our business here. And is there a particular area that is really interesting to you as far as going down that path, or?
I'm not really sure yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
But maybe like a social media marketer or something at like a salon of some sort, or.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. All right, so you roll through your senior year here, I'm sure it's an exciting time for you. Are you looking forward to anything coming up here soon in this year at school, or?
Yeah, homecoming is always fun, and then prom's always fun to look forward to, winter formal, all the big events.
All right, sounds good. We want you to enjoy the rest of homecoming here. Of course, the homecoming football game and all of that. And good luck the rest of your senior year, Taylor. Thanks for spending a little time with us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Taylor Douglas there on the homecoming spotlight. And joining us now is Gage Barker. And Gage, of course, part of the Buck football team. Was also the homecoming king here, crowned on Monday night this past week. And so, Gage, let's start off. Tell us about, where you live and, give us a little family history here. And then, we'll talk some homecoming here.
All right. So I live with Roger and Sandy Grangenet. I've been living there since beginning of seventh grade year. I have two brothers, Daniel and Jacob, and then I have three sisters, Courtney, Taylor, and Megan. And they're a fun group. I love living with them. They're cool.
Yeah. And you and Jacob, of course, big part of the Buck football team. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. You're in football, and what other activities do you participate in at Blue Earth Area?
I participate in track and field and basketball.
And then what about some other activities? Are you in any other groups or things like that?
Absolutely. I do BPA, that's Business Professionals of America. I compete at like the cities for like business stuff.
Okay. And have you guys already started that this school year? Have you been doing some competitions or not?
We've had a couple meetings. Nothing yet till around January, but we've had a couple meetings about it.
Okay, so that's coming up in January. Great. Tell us about football this year. I know it's been a bit of a struggle, Gage, here, trying to get that first win. But, boy, I tell you, we have a tough schedule. And some really good teams that we've had to face this year, haven't we?
Absolutely. For us, it's been a great start, but it's just the teams we play have been really good. And, you know, playing them is going to make us better, though, so we'll turn it around.
All right. We still got three games to go, and I know Kook always has you guys playing your best at the end of the year. So Lake Crystal Welk Memorial in the homecoming game, you know anything about those guys, Gage?
They're definitely going to be, it's going to be a good game, I feel like, but we should come out on top. I know they got a couple guys that they didn't play much last year that are stepping up, so it'll be a dogfight.
Okay, sounds good. So homecoming week this week. Of course, homecoming coronation was Monday night. Were you surprised to be crowned the king?
A little bit. I mean, it's always sort of a surprise what's going to happen. Anything can happen, honestly. So I'm glad I got it. I'm grateful.
Taylor talked a little bit about how they did it. You give us your story on how they they always do it kind of a unique way for the crowning at this coronation, don't they?
Yeah, it was sort of surprising because they had like the step banner like for first place, and they put us on 5-3 or whatever it was, and they like brought us over and they gave us a medal. So it was kind of surprising to be crowned because I thought like, we must have got like third or something, but it was very unique.
Okay, so other homecoming activities, what do you find enjoyable? What's some of your favorite parts of homecoming week?
Definitely the Powder Puff and Powder Tough, where the girls play football and we play volleyball. So that was really fun this year.
Have you played much volleyball in your history? Or?
Not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty good at volleyball.
Even though you don't really play it on a regular basis. But so how'd things go? Let's see, who won or who did what in the volleyball then?
So we played at Julie's and Frost this year, and we started off 2-0, and then we were playing 1-5, going to 25, and then we won the third one, and then they won the fourth one, and I think there was like something that happened in the fifth. I didn't really play in the fifth set, and then the sixth set, we won. We went to 15 because it got late.
Pretty good battle, though, huh?
Yeah, it was. They really stepped it up. The first two, they didn't really play that hard, but then the last ones, they really...
All right, sounds good. So, of course, you're a senior this year, Gage. I think you've probably thought a little bit about what you want to do after high school. What areas are interesting to you that you're going to maybe check out?
So I'm really thinking like somewhere in the medical field. I was thinking like maybe being like a traveling physical therapist.
Okay, sounds good. Any schools that have caught your eye yet? Or?
I got like 3. So I'm thinking of Iowa, MSU, and Florida Southwestern.
Ooh, Florida Southwestern. There you go. All right. Well, good luck in all of your future endeavors, and good luck in the game, the homecoming football game, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gage Barker, on our homecoming spotlight here on KBEW. And we'll be back to wrap things up on our program today in just a moment.
The following are proud to bring you the Blue Earth Area Homecoming Spotlight. The Faribault County Sheriff's Department is a proud supporter of Blue Earth Area activities. Homecoming's a fun time for students. Please remember to be safe while enjoying your activities. Go Bucks! Blue Earth Area Schools, the staff of Blue Earth Area Schools wish our local athletes the best. We want all Blue Earth Area students to be safe and enjoy all your homecoming 2024 activities. Jay's Shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer nationwide warranty on most repairs. For all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont specializes in agricultural properties, including farm, land, building sites, and machinery. Call them at 507-238-4318 or visit their website at landservicesunlimited.com. Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont. Smith Concrete, Lee and his crew come to you with more than 30 years experience. So when you find yourself needing concrete work done, call Lee and the crew of Blue Earth. They get it done. East Chain LP Gas, Lauren Ron. And everyone at East Chain LP Gas can take care of all your home and farm LP gas needs. Call them at 507-773-4264 to have them fill your LP tanks. East Chain LP Gas of East Chain. State Line Cooperative, where producers turn for feed, grain marketing, agronomy, and on-farm pickup and or out-of-the-field delivery to any State Line location. State Line Cooperative, real people, real pride. Jake's Body Shop offers windshield replacement and collision repair. Simple things like service and satisfaction should be expected. And at Jake's, they're guaranteed. Jake's Body Shop, Highway 169 in Blue Earth. Deacon's Furniture and Decorating. Register for prizes and sample our treats during Deacon's 33rd Home for the Holidays open house, opening Friday, October 11th at 3 p.m. Shop three floors of home and holiday gifts, decor, and fashion during this fun and festive event. Meyer Plumbing and Heating, your local Daikin dealer, is available for residential, commercial, and agricultural service and installation. Meyer Plumbing and Heating in Blue Earth, offering quality service at affordable prices. Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center. Get your fabric, Janome sewing machines, and expert quilting advice from Michelle, and get sewing. Visit Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center at 230 South Main Street, Blue Earth. Ivy in Fairmont has fresh produce, quality meats, a deli, bakery, and floral department. Sign up for a Ivy Perks card and enjoy members-only pricing store-wide at Ivy in Fairmont, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
And we're back here on our Blue Eritheria Homecoming Spotlight, ready to wrap things up here on the show for this week. Thanks to all of the kids for joining us on the program here today. Hope you enjoyed hearing what they have going on, and hope everybody enjoys the rest of homecoming here today at Blue Earth Area. Our program today has been brought to you by State Line Cooperative, by Jake's Body Shop of Blue Earth, Deacon Furniture and Decorating of Blue Earth, Meyer Plumbing and Heating Blue Earth, Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center of Blue Earth, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, the Faribault County Sheriff's Department, Blue Earth Area Schools, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Smith Concrete Construction of Blue Earth, and by East Chain LP Gas.
You're listening to KBEW Blue Earth.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Biden said today he's trying to rally the rest of the world to get Mideast peace. As for Israel retaliating against Iran for its most recent missile attack,
the Israelis have not concluded what they're going to do in terms of a strike. That's under discussion. I think there are... If I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
Iran's supreme leader made a rare public appearance today. Correspondent Chris Livesay.
As he was carrying a gun in his hand, it's worth noting, he warned that there would be further attacks on Israel. That's a reference to that massive missile barrage that flew over Israel earlier this week.
But there are more positive signs, as Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Iran's foreign minister was in Beirut today, and he said that he would support a ceasefire with Hezbollah if it included an end to the attacks on Gaza. So at least it opens the door to perhaps a wider, more complicated deal. But even if that happened, it wouldn't come quickly, and there's going to be a lot more bloodshed before we get there.
A jobs report out today surprised analysts. It came in much better than expected. 254,000 jobs were created last month. Bank of America economist Stephen Juneau.
The unemployment rate went down to 4.1%. That was below consensus expectations of 4.2. So all told, so across the board, just looking at kind of the major indicators, it's a very good report.
Kamala Harris is in Union stronghold Flint, Michigan today. In Lyndale, Georgia, J.D. Vance was downplaying her credentials.
This is the person who says that if we make her president, she's going to fight for working people. But when she was in the United States Senate, she stabbed working people in the back every single day, and she's going to do it again.
Shauna Mizell reports Harris is about to get some big political support on the road.
According to a senior campaign official, former President Barack Obama is going to be out on the campaign trail voicing his support for the Harris-Walz ticket, but that's actually going to start next week on Thursday in Pittsburgh. We're going to see Obama in other battleground states, but he's starting out in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is one of those highly contested states that we've been covering this entire election.
election.
The Southwest continues to bake under a heat wave. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
These are not just records that you're breaking by a degree or two, but in the case of Salt Lake City, it's going to be breaking the record by 4 degrees, 90 degrees for your high temperature today. In Phoenix, we'll get up to 108.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 215 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Leave it to the Massachusetts governor to save the day for a beaver. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Woo! Nibby's even excited, huh, Nibby? Nibby has been approved for an educational permit.
Wildlife rescuer Jane Newhouse announcing on her group's Facebook page, Governor Maura Healey has granted that special permit to let a two-year-old beaver named Nibby remain at her Massachusetts animal retreat, which she's called home since she was orphaned as a baby in Sturbridge. State wildlife officials had ordered Nibby returned to the wild. Newhouse argued the animal wouldn't be able to survive and took the case to court.
There's a lot of empathy for animals that can't speak for themselves.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Mattel has unveiled a new special Diwali doll dressed by an Indian designer. The company says it's committed to promoting celebrations of heritage. This doll wears a midnight bloom and a skirt adorned with dahlias, jasmine, and Indian lotus. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
It's time now for your top of the hour news here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM KBEW. This is Taylor DeVary reporting. On Thursday, the Winnebago Economic Development Authority unveiled a new owner-occupied home rehabilitation program. Loans up to $15,000 are available per project. These loans are interest-free and will be forgiven in 10 years if the owner maintains their residence in the property. This project is made possible thanks to a $120,000 impact grant from the Blandin Foundation. Loan applications are available at City Hall in Winnebago or through the city's website at cityofwinnebago.com. Winnebago City Administrator Judy Hines says this grant award helps in preserving our housing stock and is integral in maintaining our community's character and vitally as well as providing some assistance and making a difference to those who need a little help. Applications will be reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis and will be accepted until funds are depleted. Completed applications can be dropped off at Winnebago City Hall or emailed to dave.schmidt@cedausa.com. That was a look at your top of the hour headline news here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. KBEW weather is brought to you by Juba's. Stock up for the weekend at Juba's. Through Sunday, boneless top round roasts are just $6.99 a pound. Get red or green seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. And Chobani Greek yogurts are 5 for $5. There's always more ways to save when you shop at Juba's in downtown Blue Earth.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Still looking at an above average afternoon ahead for us here for today. With temperatures here this afternoon expected to get into the low 70s, as we should be around about the mid-60s instead. Looking at this warm front pushing through to start off the weekend on Saturday. Decent increase in temperatures with highs into the mid-80s tomorrow, a bit on the breezy side with the passing of that system. Then cooling down a bit here by Sunday, another cold front comes in. Temperatures drop into the upper 60s, warming back into the 70s to start out the work week ahead. Our forecast here this afternoon, sunny skies, a high in the low 70s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 53. By Saturday, sunny, breezy, high of 86 degrees. Then by Sunday, plenty of blue skies and sun, breezy, a high around 60.